Welcome back, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news and great discussion, even when it's difficult, especially when it's difficult. I'm joined this afternoon, as I am every Monday, by my fantastic co-host, Matt Rothschild. He also hosts the podcast Wisconsin Forward that you can find wherever you find your pods and also, of course, at civicmedia.us. Matt and I are very pleased to be joined this half hour by Jordana Green. She is the co-host of the Adam and Jordana Show on WCCO AM Radio based out of Minneapolis. We're talking, of course, about the targeted political assassination of the current co-speaker of the Minnesota legislature, former standalone speaker Melissa Hortman, as well as the attempted killings of a number of other elected officials. Jordana, let's just again level set for people. The reactions to date in Minnesota are not as divided as we may be seeing here in Wisconsin. There is an immense sense of shock and grief, as you have described it. What do you think comes next in Minnesota politics?
It's such a good question. What I think comes next in Minnesota politics, and I think in Minnesota, and hopefully other states, is we spent 3 hours on my show this morning, you know, talking about this, and everyone agreed, and we rarely agree on anything, but everyone agreed that we must tone down the anger and the vitriol that leads to these kinds of attacks, that everybody needs to take a breath. They need to chill the bleep out. And even if you disagree with someone politically, gun violence, any kind of violence against that person is never the answer. And we all agreed that we too are the problem. Because when you have a problem like this, you have to look in the mirror and say, how did it get this bad? And I always say on my show that our culture is set by what we're willing to tolerate. Well, not only have we tolerated gun violence in this country, but we have also highly tolerated nastiness and meanness. And you started our interview today with reactions that were mean. It didn't say, I'm so sorry about the death of the former Speaker of the House in Minnesota. I'm so sorry that Senator John Hoffman and his wife were attempted murder in their home. It started with, maybe if they didn't do this policy or that policy, almost like the victims deserved it. And who are we in this country if that is the first reaction that you think of when you hear that somebody has been murdered? Do we want to be those people? I know people who called into my show all morning, we don't. And even if we are, we should look in the mirror and say, let's not do this anymore. I hope that's where it goes. I don't have a crystal ball, Maggie, but I hope that's where we go. We've learned a horrible, horrible lesson in Minnesota today.
Folks, that's Jordana Green, co-host of the Adam and Jordana Show at WCCO AM Radio.
Yeah, Jordana, thanks for that comment about the need for just basic common decency. And it was shocking that it wasn't evidenced by Scott Walker or Van Orden or Mike Lee of Utah, God forbid. You had mentioned Governor Walz, who you identified also as a target. I wonder how you believe he has handled this.
Well, in reaction, he has handled it the way any CEO of a state, meaning the governor, should. He has handled it with compassion, kindness toward the family, empathy towards everybody, with all of the resources that could have been mustered to find this lunatic, which they found. Well, the alleged killer they found, and he is now in custody and federal charges against him, which were at 130 today. Also, state charges against him. So the governor has acted as he was supposed to and appropriately. And he has, no matter what side of the aisle, I believe, been a source of comfort for people in Minnesota. Yet, you talk about the vitriol. You know, the governor was quoted as saying, you know, bad things about our president, likening him to, the Gestapo, the ICE informants, likening him to the Gestapo. So we hear on my show, well, Governor Walz is part of the problem. It's his vitriol that's part of the problem. And friends, yes, that is part of the problem, but it's part of the problem on both sides of the aisle. So while Governor Walz has handled the fallout of the murders and the attempted murders that we've seen over the weekend, he is not innocent in ratcheting up the rhetoric.
Let me ask you this question, Jordana, because I respect your view, and you know Minnesota better than I do. I respectfully disagree. I do not think that the rhetoric of Democrats in response to what is pages and pages and pages and pages and pages of Donald Trump and similar MAGA regime folks using explicit language of violence and responding to what are, by I think historical objective measures, authoritarian-like tactics and labeling them accurately, can that really be analogized to Donald Trump saying Liz Cheney needs to be put up before a firing squad? Your reaction?
No, it cannot. It is not the same. And we do have to call out those differences. It is not the same. My point in saying that is that none of us are innocent, maybe you and me, but none of the politicians are innocent in ratcheting up the negative rhetoric. So, like, I wouldn't say it's just because of this side or whatever color, you're red or blue, it's just because of this side that this has happened. We have all, including the citizenry, the electorate, we have all played a role in making politics violent, because also we are willing to tolerate it. So this, it's because I don't want to blame one side or the other, because I feel we are all complicit in what has led up to what happened over the weekend, in inciting this person, in radicalizing him to actually take action against political enemies.
Folks, that's Jordana Green of the Adam and Jordana Show on WCCO AM Radio out of Minneapolis. Jordana, thank you. We're going to pick up that question. Is there more responsibility on one side or the other? Where does this moment stand in historical context? We've got just the expert to help us unpack it. We got Matt sticking around. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.